And I'd like to start with Exodus. I'm going to throw James here for a second. I'm going to start at the beginning. Exodus chapter 1.
我们大家先到出埃及记第一章。
I didn't give my brother these verses, so I'm already throwing him a little bit.
我没有给翻译的弟兄这些那个章节，但是没有关系。
Exodus chapter 1, verse
8. 出埃及记一章八节。
Now there arose a king over Egypt, who knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they also join themselves unto our enemies and fight against us, and get them out of the land.
有不认识耶稣的新王约瑟的新王起来治理埃及，对他的百姓说：“看哪，这以色列民比我们还多，又比我们强盛。来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们，恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇什么征战的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。”
In verse 11, therefore the Egyptians did set up over the people of Israel taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh store cities, Pithom and Ramses.
于是埃及人派督工的辖制他们，加重担苦害他们。他们为法老建作两座基带城，就是比东和兰撒。
But more they were afflicted them, the more spread abroad, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel.
只是越发苦害他们，他们就越发多起来，越发蔓延。埃及人就因以色列人愁烦。
And I want to read again verse 8. And there arose a new king over Egypt who knew not Joseph.
我要再读一下第八节，有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及。
Brothers and sisters, hopefully, we're familiar with the story of the Israelites.
我想我们大家都很熟悉以色列人的故事。
The people of God were given a great blessing.
神的民得到神的祝福。
They were given a land.
他们有一个应许之地。
They had many children.
他们有很多的后嗣。
And yet, we see time and time again in the history of the people of Israel, times of drought come about.
但是我们在圣经里面多次的看到，因着时间的关系，他们在神的里面就枯干了。
It's rather interesting if you see Egypt always represents the world, and it seems like the world in Egypt is always doing okay.
在圣经里面，埃及是代表这个世界，你看到好像这个世界永远好像还都生活的可以。
And yet you see that God's people tend to run into troubles.
而神的子民却往往有各样的愁苦
difficulties
有各样的难处
Now they were blessed because there was a man Joseph
他们因着约瑟的关系得到祝福
who stood in the gap who stood for God's purpose and he became a blessing for God's people
他堵住了那个破口成为神给以色列人的一个祝福
And yet you see God's people in this burden, in this slave state.
但是你可以看到以色列人在这个做奴隶的一个地位。
And so before we go any further, what I'd like for all of us to do is just take a moment.
那在我继续下面的交通之前，我想我们请大家停下来思想这样一件事情。
Sometimes when we're sitting and we're listening, it's easy just to be a passive listener.
很多时候在我们听到的时候我们只是坐在那被动的听
We probably had a busy week and so this would be a great time for a nap
那也许我们这个星期很忙这个时候是一个打瞌睡的好时间
And many of us may take me up on that in a few minutes
那很多的时候也许会拿我这样的一个机会就说打瞌睡
But instead of being a passive listener I'd like for you to invite you this morningto engage in what the Lord has for us this morning.
但是不是被动地坐在那听，我今天想给大家这样一个挑战，来听神的话语。
A majority of you out there this morning are God's people.
很多的弟兄姊妹都已经受浸成为神的子民。
He has chosen you. He has plucked you out of this world.
他已经拣选了你，把你从这个世界救拔出来。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
But sometimes we find ourselves in a state of slavery.
但是很多的时候，我们好像还是在做一个奴仆的地位。
We didn't plan for this to happen.
我们并没有这样的计划。
If you had asked us a few weeks ago, a few months ago, a year ago, do you intend to become a slave? You would say no way.
也许我一年或者几个月、几个星期之前问你，你是不是计划成为一个奴仆？你肯定说不会。
But if we look carefully at the verses that we just read, you see that God's chosen people who were blessed and became a blessing even to the world in Egypt.Suddenly, there was a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph, knew not Jesus, if we can look at Joseph as that picture.
所以当我们看这些以色列人，他们是被神祝福的，也成为这个世界的祝福。但是当这个不认识那个约瑟的新王起来以后，他们就成了奴仆。
And suddenly, God's people are now slaves.
那他们就成了奴仆。
So let's take a few moments and ask the Lord this morning, is there something that has enslaved you?
但是今天让我们每个人都来检查自己，问我们的主是不是有什么事让我们成了奴仆。
I'm going to do the same.
我自己也要这样做。
James will do the same.
翻译的弟兄也要这样做。
Is there a sin that has enslaved us?
是不是有这样一个罪带我们进入一个奴仆的地位？
Is there a boss? Is there a job that has enslaved us?
是不是有这样一个老板，这样一个工作让我们成了奴仆？
Has the new school year enslaved us?
是不是一个新的学年让我们成了奴仆？
Has the rebuilding and the recovery after the hurricane suddenly become a snare and has enslaved us?
是不是那个飓风以后的重建成了一个网罗，让我们成了奴仆？
Has your health enslaved you?
是不是我们的健康情形成了我们，让我们成了奴仆？
Is there a relationship issue, husband and wife, parents and children, that has suddenly enslaved you and you are a slave to the situation?
是不是有一个家庭的关系，或者是夫妻，或者是父母儿女，让我们成了奴仆？
You know, this morning around the Lord's table, we were encouraged to be prepared for the Lord's return.
今天早晨在擘饼的时候，我们得到这样的鼓激励，让我们能够预备整齐，为着主的再来。
It's easy on a Sunday morning to say we're ready for the Lord's return, but if we take a few moments, are we in bondage? Is there a chain that has chained us up and caused us to not be ready for the Lord's return?
也许在星期天早晨，我们很容易说主啊，我们已经预备整齐了。但是当我们来思想，是不是有这样的捆绑，有这样世界的束缚，让我们其实还没有预备整齐。
Oh, I want the Lord to return, but I have a chemistry test on Monday, and I need to prepare for that.
也许我愿意主回来，但是星期一我有一个化学的考试，我需要准备。
So let's just take a few moments. I'll allow us just to be quiet in our hearts and confess it to the Lord and just acknowledge we are slaves to this world.
所以当让我们花一点时间在主的面前来承认说主，我们其实是这个世界上的奴仆。
But we want to be set free.
但是我们愿意被分别起来得以自由。
So for just a few moments, maybe just quiet our hearts and ask the Lord to reveal this circumstance to us.
所以求让我们花一点时间在主的面前有一个这样一个静静的思考。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are reminded this morning that we are God's chosen people.
亲爱的天父，今天早晨再一次提醒我们，我们是被属神的子民。
You have chosen us.
你已经拣选我们。
You have separated us.
你把我们从世界中分别出来。
Oh, how you desire to return and call your people home.
你的心意 就是在我们当中有一个家。
But we also recognize that this world is hideous and evil.
但是我们知道这个世界是罪恶的。
And that there are many traps.
有很多的网罗。
Lord, thank you for giving us this time just to come before you and say, Lord, we no longer want to be slaves.
主，让求你，谢谢你给我们这样的一个时间来到你的面前说，我们不愿意再做奴仆。
We want to be set free.
我们愿意被分别起来得以自由。
So we pray that in this next hour, we would have the opportunity to see in your word how you desire to set us free.
所以在下面一个时间里面，我们愿意来听见你的话语，让我们得以自由。
How you desire to be our salvation.
你成为我们的救恩。
Lord, when you return, you are seeking your life in us.
主，当你再来的时候，你来寻找你自己的生命。
And we want to have that life.
我们愿意有你的生命。
So we trust you, Lord Jesus.
所以我们把一切事情都仰望交托给你。
In your precious name.
奉你宝贵的名。
Amen. So now we need to look at our salvation. We need to look at our liberation.
所以我们要看一下我们的救恩和我们的得救。
So let's turn to Exodus chapter 12.
请大家翻到出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12 has been a chapter that has burdened me quite a bit for the last month and a half.
这一章圣经在过去的一个半月当中给了我很多的负担。
So much so, I don't know if you know this, some of you may have, if you had looked at the schedule, you would have known that I was supposed to speak on August 27th.
而你如果看了我们后面服事表的时候，我原来是预定要在八月二十七号跟大家有交通。
Anyone know what happened on August 27th?
大家知道八月二十七号发生了什么吗？
We all know.
我们都知道啊。
The Lord told me the night before, you're not speaking this message.
所以那天前一天晚上，主对我说，你没有机会来做这样的交通。
Because it's a message of a new beginning.
因为这是一个新的开始。
Starting again.
重新开始。
And that's what we see in Exodus chapter 12.
这是我们从出埃及记十二章里面所看到的。
So a little over a month later, we look to the Lord of, Lord, where do we start?
所以在过了超过一个月以后，我们再来到主的面前说，主，我们从哪里开始？
So background to this story, to this chapter, the Lord has heard the voice of his people.
所以这边这个故事的背景是说，神听到了他的子民的难处。
So a few minutes ago, if you called out to the Lord and said, Lord, I'm tired of being a slave to this world, he's heard you.
所以你刚刚如果对主说，主，我不再愿意成为这个世界的奴仆，他已经听到了。
And he's saying this morning, I am ready to liberate you.
他今天早晨对你说，我愿意来解救你。
I am prepared to free you.
我已经预备来让你得以自由。
And this is how he does it.
这是他所做的。
And I'll read the first 13 verses of Exodus chapter 12.
所以我会读一下12章的1到13节。
And Jehovah spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to their father's house, a lamb for a household. And if the household be too little for a lamb, then he and his neighbor next unto his house take one according to the number of souls. According to every man's eating, ye shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. Ye shall take it from the sheep and from the goats, and ye shall keep it unto the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at evening. And they shall take of the blood and put it on the two side posts and on the lintel, the top part, upon the houses wherein they shall eat. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor boiled, at all with water, but roast it with fire, its head with its legs, and with its inwards thereof. and ye shall let nothing of it remain until morning. But that which remaineth of it until morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will go through the land in that night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Jehovah. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and there shall be no plague upon you to destroy you. Then I will smite the land of Egypt.
耶和华在埃及地晓谕亚伦摩西说，你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按照父家取羊羔，一家一只。若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他隔壁的邻舍共取一只。你们预备羊羔，要按着人数和饭量计算，要无残疾一岁的供羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以。要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的门房屋左右的门框和门楣上。当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。不可吃生的，但不可吃水煮的，要带着头腿五脏用火烤着吃，不可生下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨要用火烧了。你们吃羊羔当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。因为那夜我要巡巡埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人和牲畜，都击杀了，要败坏埃及一切的神，我是耶和华。这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见这血就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地头生的时候，灾殃必不临到你们身上，灭你们。
So here we are. The Lord is about to release the people from slavery.
所以这里我们的神即将要救他的子民出这个奴仆的这个状况。
Over 400 years of hard labor.
已经400年以后，他们做工了400年。
So much to plan for, so much to do.
他们需要有那么多的计划，需要做那么多的事。
But the Lord says, have a meal.
但是主说，你们要吃，要吃这样一个羊。
Sometimes I think there's very much a connection between the Jewish people and the Chinese.
很多的时候，我觉得那个犹太人和中国人在这一点上有一点相似。
You know how I know my mother-in-law loves me?
我为什么知道我的岳母爱我？
Because she loves to feed me.
她因为她喜欢让我多吃。
And that warms my heart.
让我的心里面感到温暖。
And that's what the Lord's doing here.
这其实也是神在这里所做的。
We're about to move out of Egypt. We're leaving slavery.
我们要离开埃及，离开这个为奴仆之地。
We're going into a new land.
我们要去一个新的地。
Think about the Lord's table this morning. The Lord wants to return. He wants to take us home.
想想我们今天早晨的薄饼聚会，主要再来，要带我们回家。
But before anything, we have to have a meal.
但是在这之前，我们要吃饭。
And what's beautiful about this meal is that there is one centerpiece.
这个饭最美丽的一点就是说，它有一这样一个中心。
This meal means nothing unless there is a Passover lamb.
这个中心就是逾越节的羔羊，如果除了它就没有任何的意义。
And we all know that that Passover lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
我们知道逾越节的羔羊就是我们的主耶稣基督他自己。
So let's go back to what we were talking about earlier.
所以我们回到我们前面所说的。
Are you stressed out at school?
你在学校里面是不是有很多的压力？
Are you starting a new job or about to quit a job?
你是不是刚刚开始了一个新的工作，或者要在你的老的工作里面辞职？
Are you about to be fired or are you about to retire?
你是不是要被停职，或者你要退休？
How's the family situation?
你家里的状况又如何？
This morning we have an opportunity to say, Lord Jesus, be preeminent.
今天早晨我们有这样一个机会要说，我们的主耶稣基督是占首位的。
In Colossians, one of my favorite verses, and many of you know this, in Colossians 1:18, it says, "And Christ is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things Christ might have preeminence."
在我最喜欢的这个章节里面，哥罗西书一章十八节里面说到，他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
We're about to have a baptism here at 1:30 this afternoon.
今天下午一点半，我们这边要有一个受浸的聚会。
We have many new brothers and sisters who are about to say the Lord is preeminent.
我们有很多弟兄姊妹，他们要说主是居首位的。
The Lord Jesus is my everything.
主耶稣是我的一切。
When we witness this, are we able to say the same thing?
当我们来做见证的时候，我们是不是也可以这样同样的说这些话呢？
If we're painting a new house and rebuilding after the flood, are we able to say, Lord, as for me and my house, this whole edifice, this whole building is given over to you?
当我们来重建我们的家的时候，我们是不是可以对主说，主，至于我家，我和我家，我们当侍奉耶和华，这个家的一切都是你的。
You know, it says here in the Passover story, this is to be the first month.
这边我们说到那个逾越节的时候，这个是一年的第一个月。
This is what's great about our Lord Jesus. He resets the clock. He can do that. He created time.
所以这就是我们主耶稣的美丽之处，他是时间的守主，他可以重新的来开始。
Not only does the Lord Jesus reset the clock and say this is the first month, but he also says, if we see at the end of the story, this is your future as well.
他不但说这是一年之首，他也说这是你们的将来。
If you do not take care of the Lord Jesus first and foremost, you have no future.
如果你不让主耶稣居首位的话，你就没有将来。
You have no heir.
你没有后嗣。
This is quite sobering.
这也许是让你是一个很悲惨的一个事情。
But it's also quite promising.
但是也是一个给了我们这样一个应许。
Now, I'm not going to say anything new here for the next few minutes, but I just want to show you how important the Lamb is, the Lord Jesus is in the Old Testament.
所以我这边所说的，不过就是说，说到主和逾越节的羔羊。
When Adam and Eve fell and they were cast out of the garden, you had two sons that were born into Adam and Eve's family.
所以你看到亚当和夏娃他们在犯罪以后被赶出伊甸园以后，他们有两个儿子。
Cain really wanted to please his parents.
该隐愿意他来讨好他的父母。
Cain really wanted to work hard and please God.
他真的是工作勤奋，他愿意来讨主的喜悦。
But the key that what I just said is he wanted to, he tried, he worked hard.
但是他的重心是说，他愿意，他努力，他要。
If we were to transport him into modern day, Cain would be saying, "Look at my report card. Look at my retirement portfolio. Look at everything I've done for my family."
如果我们把该隐放在我们现在这个时候，他也许就会说：“你看一下我的那个学校的成绩，看一下我的退休账户，看一下我的工作。”
He sacrificed the works of his hands.
他是通过他的工作来献祭。
But the Lord Jesus was looking for himself.
但是主耶稣要看的是他自己。
And he saw that in Abel's sacrifice.
而他只有在亚伯的祭里面才看到这些。
So when we say to the Lord, Lord, return, come back for us, he doesn't want to see us, he wants to see Christ in us.
所以当我们说主，我们求你再来的时候，当他再来的时候，他不是要看到我们。而是看到我们里面他的生命。
We could go through the whole Old Testament and see that after the flood of Noah, and we're all very in tune with the story of the flood right now in Houston.
我们也可以看到旧约里面那个挪亚那个发水的时候，因为也许我们在 Houston 这个发水这件事已经深深的印在我们的脑子里面。
And the first thing that Noah did after the flood, after being preserved, after being saved, he sacrificed a lamb.
当挪亚在他被洪水以后被拯救以后，他做的第一件事情就是用一只羊羔来献祭。
When Abraham was called out and separated from the world, separated from Ur, one of the first things he did was he sacrificed a lamb.
当亚伯拉罕他被从这个世界分别出来以后，他第一件所 做的事情，也是用一个羊羔来献祭。
Even his son Isaac, who he had wished for and prayed for so long, had to become that sacrifice. But then the lamb came in and replaced even Isaac.
甚至当神要亚伯拉罕用以撒，这个他通过很多的祷告才得了一个儿子来献祭的话，他也做了，直到主耶稣成为那个羊羔。
So we see this picture of the lamb over and over again.
所以我们在这边看到这个羔羊这幅图画。
One who is sacrificed in our stead.
他是为我们被献祭。
And so the question that I pose for all of us this morning is, when the Lord looks at you, does he see the Lamb of God living in you?
当神看你的时候，他是不是看到羔羊的生命在你里面活出来？
Does the Lord truly see that it's no longer you and I that live, but Christ lives in us?
主神是不是真能够看到，不再是我们自己的老我活着，而是主在我们里面活？
And so this brings us to this celebration of the Passover.
所以我们来看这个逾越节的这一个庆祝。
Now Exodus chapter 12 has a lot of details to this, this feast.
所以我们可以看到，出埃及记十二章里面说到很多的细节，有关于这样一个宴席。
Now I personally love to cook.
我个人很喜欢那个烧菜。
And I know how to cook a lot of things.
我可以烧很多不同的菜。
But when I'm at my in-law's house in a Chinese house, I just stand back in awe.
所以，但是如果去我岳母家或者去任何一个中国弟兄姊妹家的话，我只是就站在一边看。
Because it's busy, things are happening, and everything is under purpose.
因为有很多的事情发生，每一件事情都有它的旨意。
I wish I understood why everything was done the way it was.
我希望我能够明白为什么这些事情是这样做的。
And hopefully in 25 more years, I'll have a better understanding.
也许再过25年以后，我会懂得更多一些。
Every good cook knows exactly why they do what they do.
很好，每一个好的厨师都知道他们为什么要这样做。
And I can watch Sister Wei, my mother-in-law, and she does this.
我可以看到我的那个岳母、魏世母，她做这些。
And that probably means, oh, too much oil or too much soy sauce.
那也许就是说你放了太多的油或者放了太多的酱油。
Or she'll say this.
那也许她说这样。
And that means more.
那就是说要更多一些。
And it always comes out beautifully.
最后的结果总归是很美丽。
Because there's purpose there.
因为每一件事都有她的旨意。
She knows what she's doing.
她知道她要做什么。
How much more our Lord?
我们的主知道的是不是更多？
And so we look at this Passover. The Lord had a specific purpose and rule of how this Passover was to be prepared.
所以，在这个逾越节的每一件事上，主都有他的心意，说每一件事情应该如何预备。
Okay, so is everyone paying attention? Let's think about the recipe. How is this lamb to be cooked?
那我不知道你有没有注意到，这个羊是应该怎么样来？
Roasted. It said it at least 3 times.
应该是火烤的，他说了至少有三次。
And if you didn't understand it, it said not raw, not boiled, but roasted.
他如果你还不懂的话，那里面又说到不是生的，不是水煮的，而是火烤的。
Why so specific?
为什么是这样的？为什么是这样的？
The lamb represents the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个羊羔就代表主耶稣基督。
And I believe that many of us as Christians think of the Lord Jesus sometimes as a raw piece of lamb.
那很多时候我们作为基督徒，我们也许想思想我们的主耶稣是一个生的羊羔。
We take it so flippantly, unimportant. It's just there.
那也许很多时候我们没有觉得这个很重要，它只是在那里。
How many of us say, well, you know, I just pray that God will take care of us today.
我很多时候我们只是说啊，我祷告求主来看顾我们。
We tell our children, you know, just pray to God for your schoolwork today.
我们对我们儿女说，你今天就只是为着你学校的功课向主祷告。
God becomes a good luck charm.
那我们的神好像是成了一个给我们带给我们好运的。
You know, I'm glad we don't have graven images, and I'm glad that we don't have, you know, idols of God in our homes.
我很高兴我们家里面好像没有一个神的这样偶像，我们可以来敬拜。
But we need to check ourselves and ask, do we just make God a God? a god of many gods.
但是很多时候我们是不是要来检查我们的心，我们是不是觉得我们的神只是说一个神。
That's what the raw lamb represents, just a verbal understanding of saying God.
所以我们看到这个所谓的生的羊羔，就是说我们只是在言语或者知识上面来懂得有一个神。
This is how the world handles God.
这其实也是这个世界怎么样来对待神的。
And forgive me for saying this, I know I say this quite a bit, but I want to ask all the high school students, if you go to school tomorrow and you say, well, I just trust God, I love God, I'm going to go to church and God, no one's going to be offended.
啊，你，我对，像对高中生说，如果你明天回到学校，对你的同学说，我要去聚会，敬拜神，那没有人会觉得他们会被得罪。
We can do that in the workplace as well, and most people won't be offended.
那我们在工作的时候也可以这样做，你不会得罪人。
But if we start talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself, who went to the cross and saved us, suddenly that becomes something that people don't want to hear about, or they're offended about, or they're saved. There's power behind that.
但是当我们说我们的主给了我们的生命，让我们得救，那我们就会得罪人，但是同样我们也可能救这些人。
Well, I hope none of us want to have this raw piece of lamb.
但是我希望我们每一个人得到的都不是这一个生的羔羊。
But then there's this matter of boiled.
啊，那还有一个就是水煮的。
Now, I think of this as a soulish working through God.
那我觉得这个水煮的就是说你从魂里面来懂得神与他同行。
Many of us in this room have gone through Sunday school.
很多在座的都上主日学有很久。
I could probably ask, God is love. God is righteous. God is truth. God is holy. We sang all of those words this morning around the Lord's table.
那我也许可以对你们说，神是爱，神是公义，神是真实，神是圣洁。
Intellectually, we can figure out, yes, I trust God in my mind.
啊，从我们的脑子里面，我们可以说，根据我们的智慧，我觉得我们可以相信神。
We love to think about God, talk about God, and we can even debate. We can go to Bible study and say, this is who God is.
我们可以来思想，来甚至到那个聚会的时候来一起讨论。
Often we use God as someone who helps us get our own will.
但是很多的时候我们提到神是因为他可以来帮助我们完成我们自己的心意。
I'm not picking on the high school group here, but I'll say something about how we can use God for our own will.
我不是说来把高中生来说高中生，但是我愿意来交通一下，我们怎么样来可以来用神。
How do we make a 5 on an AP?
我们在那个高级那个考试的时候，怎么样得到一个五分？
These are the keys of making a 5. I teach U.S. history, so this is the key. If you're taking U.S. history AP, this is the key.
如果你要来上那个来考那个美国历史的话，这边有五个那个关键的东西。
Start studying right now.
从现在开始学习。
Buy a review book.
买一本那个教科书，买一本参考书。
And the night before, pray to God.
啊，考试前一天向神祷告。
That's what we do, isn't it?
这就是我们所做的，是不是
？I do it. I have to go to work tomorrow, Monday morning. There's going to be a lot of pressure. I wake up in the morning. I'm like, Oh Lord, please help me. Have a successful day.
我也这样做，因为明天我回到上班的时候有很多的事情。那早晨起来第一件事，我就是说。神啊，帮助我。
This is how I try to force God into my will.
这好像就我们把神强迫到我们的心意的里面。
Maybe he wants everything to go wrong tomorrow.
也许他明天不愿意什么事情都很顺利。
Not because he's mean.
不是因为他对我们不好。
But he wants me to see Christ, not have just a good day at work.
他愿意我看到耶稣，而不是说仅仅是有一天工作顺利。
This is a boiled lamb. This is how we've tried to force God. We've boiled him into our will and into our intellect.
这就是所谓水煮的意思。我们就把那个神煮到，让他来完成我们的心意。
And you know, God always helps us emotionally.
而主在我们的情感上面也来帮助我们。
We're in an emotional state, a nervous state, a scared state. We just say, Lord, help me.
当我们紧张害怕的时候，我们就说主帮助我。
The Lord doesn't want to be just that last minute reach to satisfy us emotionally.
而主不愿意我们只是好像到最后一分钟他才来帮助我们。
You know, sometimes we can have a good worship time, Friday night worship time, Sunday morning worship time, and it just feels so good, and we're emotionally charged, ready to face the world, and then within 20 minutes, something goes awry, something is distracting, and we've lost that.
很多时候当我们聚会完以后，我们心里面火热，我们愿意说来征服这个世界，但是往往只是二十分钟以后什么事情发生，我们就完全不一样了。
This is why the Lamb of God must be roasted.
所以这就是为什么神的羔羊必须是火烤的。
Now I do know how to barbecue.
我知道怎么样来烤肉。
I love to barbecue.
我也很喜欢烤肉。
I love to roast things.
我喜欢用火烤。
The fragrance, I love it when my neighbors barbecue.
我甚至在我的那个邻居烤肉的时候，我都很高兴。
This afternoon, I can almost guarantee we'll go home and I'll be smelling the neighbor's barbecue.
今天下午我保证我回到家的时候，我的邻居他们肯定会有人在烤肉。
Because when that heat, when that roasting gets into the lamb, gets into the meat, it permeates everything.
因为当烤肉的时候，那个香味出来，它就穿透所有的一切。
You can't get away from it.
你都不能够逃脱。
I love to barbecue and I love to walk in the house and my wife goes, "Whoa, that smells good."
很多时候我喜欢烤肉，我也喜欢进入一个家，那我妻子就说，这个好像味道很好。
And then she walks into the bedroom and it says, "Oh, now it smells like barbecue in our bedroom."
但是当她到卧室以后，她说，现在我们那个卧室也像那个烤肉的味道一样。
And if I happen to go upstairs, she's like, "Oh, now it smells like barbecue upstairs."
那我到楼上以后，那她就说，楼上好像也有烤肉的味道。
Because everywhere I've gone, there's the fragrance of that roasted meat.
因为当我不管我到哪里去，我就把那个烤牛肉那个味道带去了。
This is what the Lord wants for us.
这是主愿意的。
He wants to be so intimate, so fragrant, so roasted that wherever we go, whatever we do, the fragrance of Christ is spread not only to ourselves but to others.
他愿意我们这样一个亲密的关系，就是说，当他这羔羊被火烤以后，不管是我们还是我们去哪里，都有那羔羊的香味。
If you've ever really barbecued, you know this because you go somewhere else and you do something and maybe you just wipe your face and all of a sudden, oh wow, the smoke on my hand smells good.
所以当你烤肉以后，很多时候你不管去哪里，甚至你只是摸一下你的脸，你都说，哦，这上面还是有烤肉的味道，真的是很好。
This is the Lord Jesus being preeminent.
这就是我们的主居首位的意思。
How does this happen?
那怎么样才能发生呢？
What do you need to roast a lamb?
那你需要做什么来让这个羔羊神的羔羊被火烤呢？
Solomon's already thinking about dinner tonight and he answered my question. You need fire.
那所罗已经在想晚饭的事情，他说你需要火。
What do we see fire represents in the Bible, in the scripture?
火在那个圣经里面代表什么？
The Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit ignites this life of the Lamb in us.
圣灵在我里面起了一个点火作用，让我们有羔羊的生命。
One of the things that I want to leave us with this morning is, do we truly wake up every morning and ask for an outpouring and a filling of the Holy Spirit?
每天我们早晨是不是真的来到神的面前来求他的圣灵充满我们？
Do you know the Lord never tires of us asking him these things?
你是不是知道我们的主其实当我们不断地来问求问这件事的时候，他并不会厌烦。
Our Father in heaven is a better Father than any of us in here.
我们天上的天父比我们在座的父亲每一位都要好。
And never once have I said to my son when he wakes up in the morning, "Dad, can I have a drink of water?" Never once have I said, "Hey, you had one yesterday."
当我儿子每天早晨问我要喝水的时候，我从来不对他说你昨天已经喝过了。
When my son wakes up in the morning and he says, "I'm thirsty," we're looking for water.
那每天早晨他说口渴的时候，我会给他很多的水。
Oh, how much more our Father wants to give us the outpouring and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而我们的天父是如何的更加愿意用圣灵来充满我们。
I mean, imagine this. Picture my five-year-old on the floor, exhausted, wiped out, and I come up to him, I said, Son, what's wrong?
想象一下我五岁的儿子躺在地上他完全的疲惫我跟他说什么发生了什么事
And he says, I'm so thirsty.
他说 我是这样的口渴
I don't think I can go on.
我已经没有力气再继续下去了
What would I say to him?
我对他说什么
Just ask.
跟他说哦你只需要问我就行了
Just ask for water I had no idea you were this thirsty
你只需要问我要水我不知道你是这样的渴
You know when we wake up in the morning the Father is just waiting for us to ask for that indwelling and outpouring of the Holy Spirit
所以我们每天早晨醒来的是我们的父天父也在等待我们来求他让圣灵来内住也让圣灵来浇灌我们
Please don't wait this long but tomorrow morning
请你不要等太久明天第一件事
When you wake up
当你醒来以后
Open the Bible
打开圣经
Open that word of God
打开神的话语
And ask the Holy Spirit to come in Overflow you Pour out before you Fill you That that word might become life
求圣灵来充满你让神的话语能够成为你的实际
Because if you don'tYou're going to be in a famine state.
如果你不这样做，你就是在一个饥荒的状态。
Tomorrow will just be another Monday that we just try to get by.
那明天就成为我们无数个星期一，我们怎么样来存活。
And just as we talked about earlier, what's amazing is that fire comes in, that Holy Spirit fills us. There's joy, there's peace, there's hope.
所以当我们被圣灵充满以后，我们里面就有喜乐。有指望
And you'll go wake up your children
你会去把你的儿女推醒
You'll be getting breakfast ready for them
你会给他们预备早餐
And I can guarantee you they're going to start thinking to themselves What's wrong with mom and dad?
他们也许就会说今天早晨我父母是怎么了
Why haven't they yelled at me yet?
他们怎么还没有对我大声说话
Why haven't they told me, you know,Did you finish your homework? Are you ready for your music lesson? Are you ready? The children are going to be amazed.
他们也许想，为什么我父母还没问我，你是不是已经做完了你的功课，已经预备去上那个音乐课？他们会被你所做的惊到。
There's going to be a fragrance that's so enticing, so interesting that they're going to want part of it too.
有这样一个香气，他们也愿意要。
You know, you can't go by a good barbecue without going up to someone and saying, "Can I have a little bit of that?"
很多时候，当你经过一个烤肉的地方，你会禁不住就说，我可不可以也给我一块。
So why don't our children love the Lord and follow the Lord?
那为什么很多时候我们的儿女没有爱主来跟随主？
One of the reasons is we don't have that roasted lamb of Christ's smell that causes them to want it.
因为我们没有那个羔羊火烤的香气来吸引他们。
If we throw out a boiled piece of lamb in front of them, they're going to kind of like, no, it's okay.
那很多时候我们把一个水煮的那个肉放在他们面前，他们也许说，烤上可以。
A raw piece of lamb, I have breakfast at school today.
你要给他一块生肉的话，他也许就会说，啊，我可以去学校吃早饭。
But suddenly, they can't be around it that long, that roasted smell without saying, I want that.
那很多的时候当你给他们足够的香气给他们那个火烤的羔羊的香气的时候他们就会也决定要
So few words
人的话语是何等的有限
are necessary
是不需要的
It's that fragrance of the roasted lamb
而我们只需要那个羔羊的香气
That is the most important part of the Passover
这是逾越节最最重要的一点
I'm looking forward to one of these days meeting some Jewish Christians that I can celebrate the Passover with them.
很多时候我在心里面真的是愿意和这些犹太人的基督徒弟兄姊妹一起来过逾越节。
And that's just the beginning.
因为这只是一个开始。
It says in Exodus that they're also supposed to do something with the blood.
很多时候在这个出埃及记里面也说到他们还要做一些事情是有关的羔羊的血。
Now this is a very important part of this feast.
这是这个节很重要的一个部分。
Now again, the Passover doesn't go any further if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ as preeminent.
如果耶稣不是居首位的，那逾越节就毫无意义。
But the next step is putting the blood on the side and the top of the doorpost.
但是下一步就是要把羔羊的血涂在房屋左右的门框和门楣上。
Now hopefully Sunday school teachers have showed us all, if you put blood on the top and the side post, what shape does that form?
那很多时候也许我们的主日学老师已经告诉我们，当我们把血涂在门框和门楣上的时候，那是什么样的一个形状？
It's the form of the cross.
这就是十字架。
And one of the things that we need to recognize and come into is the power of the cross in our lives.
那很多时候我们所需要认识的就是十字架在我们生活当中的能力。
It's a finished work, what the Lord Jesus did on the cross.
这是我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
And I want to be very clear right now, if anyone feels that they are too guilty, too sinful, too far gone, then you...need to accept the finished work of the cross.
那也许在座你如果某一位觉得你有太多的罪已经走得太远，那你所需要做的就是只是接受主耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。
Again, what's already been said, you have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer you that live, but now the life of Christ comes in you.
因为你已经被与基督同钉十字架，今日活着的不再是你自己，乃是基督在你里面活着。
He is your life.
他是你的生命。
Now, I don't know about you, tomorrow morning when you go to work, I'm guessing most of you will go out a door.
那我不知道你怎么样，但是明天早晨当我们上班的时候，我们都需要走出一扇门。
Now, if you open your bedroom window and go out the window to go to work, that's another story and we can talk about that later.
当然你也可以从你的卧室的那个窗户走出去，但是那是另外一个故事，我们可以一会儿再单独讨论。
But if I had to guess, you use a door.
但是我想你大部分的人都是会用门。
Is the blood of the lamb on that door?
羔羊的血在那扇门上面吗？
Psalm 121 verse 8, a beautiful psalm.
在诗篇121篇八节里面，这是一个美好的诗。
Write this one down. Even if you're not taking notes, I think this is a good one to write down for Monday morning.
把这个写下来，也许你刚刚没有做笔记，但是这为着你星期一，这是一个很好的。
Jehovah will keep thy going out and thy coming in.From this time forth and forevermore.
你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
The Lord is with you as you leave.
当你出去的时候，主与你同在。
And just as he's with you all throughout the day, he will be with you as you return.
他一天都与你在一起，你回来的时候也是。
And you have every opportunity in the day.To make him your preeminent roasted lamb.
每天的每时每刻，你都有这样一个机会，让他成为在你生活当中居首位，成为逾越节的羔羊。
Most likely, you'll hit an impossible situation tomorrow.
很多时候你在生活当中遇到不可能的状况。
But you can say, Lord Jesus, thank you for being my sacrifice.
但是很多的时候，我们可以对主说：“主，谢谢你为我们所做的牺牲。
”Thank you for your life.
感谢你的生命。
Thank you for indwelling me.
感谢你内住在我里面。
The cross is not something that happened once in your life.
十字架不是只在你的生命当中发生一次。
The cross is something that covers you throughout the day.
十字架每天每时都来保佑你。
I hope each one of us meets an unfair boss, an unfair teacher, and an unfair coworker tomorrow.
很多的时候 我觉得我们每一个人都会碰到不公平的老板同事或者老师。
Because if we can meet that unfair person and say, I love that person with the love of Christ, and I overcome because the cross, the blood of the Lamb, is in me, then that's a successful day.
所以当我们可以说我们对那个不公平的人可以说我们爱用耶稣的来爱他。那我就是这一天对我们来说就是成功的。
That's a good day.
这就是一个好的一天。
And we really need to think of this seriously.
很多时候我们需要严肃的来思想。
This is an exaggeration, but maybe it's not what I'm about to say.
也许有一点夸大，但是我所说的是真的。
If your boss tomorrow gives you a choice, I can give you a $500,000 bonus, or I can be the most difficult, challenging boss you've ever had.
也许你的老板明天对你说，我可以给你或者是50万的奖金，或者我可以成为一个最最难相处的老板。
Which one would we choose?
你要选择哪一个？
$500,000 bonus?
50万的奖金。
Pretty much makes you a rich man.
你可以成为一个富人。
And there's no room in the kingdom of heaven for a rich man.
但是天国里面没在为着富人没有预备一个房间。
But that's what I want.
但是这是我要的。
I just posed that question. I know what I would answer in my natural self.
我只是问大家这样一个问题啊，也告诉大家靠着我天然的本性我会怎样回答。
But if we come into this reality, see the people of the Israel when they left Egypt, they were leaving security.
当这些以色列人离开埃及的时候，他们是离开一个好像有保障之地。
I am a history teacher, so I'll tell you just kind of a rule about slavery throughout history.
所以我是一个历史老师，所以我告诉你一点有关历史上有关这些奴仆的事。
Quite often, slaves, when given the choice, will hesitate leaving slavery.
但是很多的时候，当这些奴仆当给他们，他们被给了他们选择以后，他们甚至会犹豫，不愿意离开这个为奴的这个光景。
Because they're given food, shelter, and security.
因为他们在做奴仆的时候，有地方住，有吃的，也好像有所谓的保障。
But when you leave slavery, there's insecurity.
但是当你离开这个为奴的境地的时候，你就失去了那样的保障。
So that's the question we have to ask ourselves today.
所以今天我们要问我们自己这样一个问题。
Are we willing to leave the shelter, security, and sustenance of this world and abandon ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们愿意离开这个世界所给我们的遮盖保障来到主的面前吗？
It's not easy.
这是不容易的一件事情。
Oh, but the blessings are amazing.
但是我们所得到的祝福是何等的美好。
That's how we can pray around the table and say, Oh Lord, come.
所以这也就是我们可以这样说，主，我们愿意你快来。
So the blood is on the door.
所以血在那个门框和门楣上。
The angel of death can now pass over.
那些死亡的他们就不再临到他们。
But there's another interesting portion of this Passover feast.
但是还有一个事情我要提到，就是有关这些逾越节的宴席。
We're supposed to eat this meal with bitter herbs.
那我们很多时候是要和苦菜一起来吃的。
Now this one, as someone who likes to cook, is a little strange.
那很多你们喜欢那个烧菜的人也许觉得奇怪。
Why the bitter herbs?
为什么要放苦菜？
It's to be a reminder.
因为这是一个提醒。
Of the bitterness of slavery.
是提醒到我们做奴仆的苦处。
This is why we can start this week and be okay with the pressures of this week.
这也许是我们可以开始一个新的星期来面对所有的压力。
I truly do hope that every single one of us in this room is dissatisfied with work and school this week.
那我想我们每一个人对我们要来的一星期的工作或者是学习都有各样的不满。
Because it's only going to make us love the Lord more.
因为只有这样我们才能更多的来爱主。
When we take the bitterness of these herbs, it makes the fragrance of the lamb even better.
当我们来尝到这些苦菜的时候，就让那个羔羊的香气更多的吸引我们。
And I don't want to go into this too much, but if you take some bitterness, it's like, ooh, that was kind of bitter, ooh, that was good, but ooh, I need more lamb.
那所以当我们吃苦菜的时候说，哦，这个很苦，那所以我们就会说，哦，我需要更多的羔羊。
Oh, these herbs are good, ooh, getting a little bitter, more lamb.
所以更多的苦菜，让我们需要有更多的需要有羔羊。
You know, this summer, my wife and I and family, we traveled quite a bit and met many saints throughout the country.
这个夏天我和我妻子去各处旅游，碰到很多的圣徒。
And there were several families where all we did was we just sat and talked during breakfast.
很多时候我们只是坐在一起吃早饭。
And then pretty soon breakfast became a snack, which became lunch, and then became afternoon snack and became dinner.
那很多的时候好像这个早饭就变成那个点心中饭一直到晚饭
And as we were fellowshipping with these saints
当我们和这些圣徒有交通的时候
I wasn't surprised but I was impressed with our conversation
很多的时候我虽然并不奇怪但是我还是被我们的这些交谈所震惊
Did you know that there are a lot of marriages that are struggling out there?
你是不是知道有很多的婚姻都在挣扎的里面
Did we know that there are a lot of children who have gone astray?
你是不是知道有很多的孩子他们走失
Did we know that the pressures of school are overwhelming?
你是不是知道学校的压力有多大
Did we know how difficult it is to make enough money to survive in this world?
你是不是知道在这个世界上你要用有足够的钱是多么的难
Did we know that there's a lot of controversy between the politics of this country?
你是不是知道我们的所谓的政治圈里面有各种各样的争论
Did we know how out of control insurance is?
你是不是知道那个保险是怎么样那个失去控制
It was just amazing how all of our conversations this worldis pretty futile.
所以我们可以看到这个从我们的所有这些谈话里面这个世界是多么的无助。
And it was interesting to see that we're all in the same boat.
但是很多时候我们可以看到我们其实都在一样同样的光景里面。
Take medical insurance and medical health issues alone.
就说说那个医疗保险和那个医疗的状况。
Amazing the number of people that are struggling with cancer, heart disease, or other maybe not quite so severe medical issues, but the insurance costs are out of control.
但很多人他们也许有癌症、有心脏病或者不那么严重的状态，但是不管怎么样，那个保险的费用都是失去控制。
But what was really enjoyable is we could always, as Christians, come back and say we trust the Lord.
但是我们可以作为基督徒回到神的面前说。我们信任我们的主。
It's great to hear from someone say, I don't trust Cigna anymore.
很多人他说我也许不再相信那个保险公司叫那个 Cigna.
Bank of America has let me down.
那美洲银行也让我失望。
My retirement plan wasn't nearly what I thought it was going to be.
我的退休金好像离我想象的差太远。
These are the bitter herbs that you and I are tasting daily.
这其实就是我们每天所尝到的苦菜。
You know, I've been in this fellowship for over 20 plus years.
我在这边和大家聚会已经超过20年。
And it was a lot easier to jump out of the chair and move around and move things, but I'm old now.
那很多时候好像很容易从那个椅子上坐起来来搬东西，但是我现在好像觉得有点老了。
I'm actually kind of glad there's younger people moving chairs and moving tables because I'm just a little stiffer than I used to be 20 years ago.
我很高兴很多年轻人来帮忙搬桌子，因为我的背比20年以前好像更硬了。
But when you have that catch in your back, when you have that heartburn, when all of those things are happening, the Lord says it's a bitter herb to cause you to love me more and seek after me.
所以当你有身体有那么多症状的时候，这其实就是神让我们看到这是一个苦菜，让我们回头来寻找主。
The Lord says, not just bitter herbs, though, but take part of the unleavened bread.
不但只是那个苦菜，还有那个无酵饼。
Now, I learned a wonderful lesson from my wife years and years ago.
我从我妻子身上学了一个美好的功课，很多年以前。
I love cinnamon rolls.
我喜欢那个肉桂那个香味。
I love to go to Six Ping.
我很愿意去那个六品那个面包店。
I love all those flavors in bread.
我喜欢各种各样不同的面包。
Oh, garlic bread and cheese. Oh, so good.
那各种各样的那个面包和那个cheese.
But years ago, we had a very plain piece of bread, and my wife said, "Isn't the natural sweetness of flour so good?"
那很多时候很多年以前我就吃了一个无酵的饼那我妻子就说是不是这个就是说面粉和油它们天然的味道就很好
And I've never forgotten that
我从那以后再也不忘没有忘记
So I still like my other breads
我还是喜欢各种各样不同的面包
But I love to go to a Middle Eastern restaurant or the different restaurants and just have flour and oil.
但是很多时候愿意去那些中东那个餐馆，其实只是吃一些他们那个面粉和油。
It's so simple and so sweet.
这是这样的简单，但是是那样的甜蜜。
Is that how we know the Lord Jesus?
那是不是我们也是这样来认识我们主的呢？
He's simple and sweet.
他是简单的，但是也是甜蜜的。
There's no sin in him.
在他里面毫无罪污。
There's no distractions in him.
在他里面也没有各样的搅扰。
If there is a distraction in our life, if there's something that's holding us back, something that's causing us this week to stray away, then it's that cinnamon, it's that garlic, it's that onion that is distracting us from the simple sweetness of the Lord Jesus.
但是很多时候，如果我们在生活当中被各种各样的事搅扰，其实这就是那些肉桂的味道，洋葱的味道。
Now, we didn't read the specifics of this, but this is unleavened bread. There's no yeast.
但是很多的时候我们可以看到这个是无效的饼，是没有效的。
There's no sin.
没有罪。
Now, if we were to really study how this meal was to be prepared, it was pretty intense.
那很多时候来当我们来学习这个宴席是怎么样预备的时候，其实有很多的工作。
They have to get all the cleaning equipment out, the brooms and everything, in days in advance. They have to sweep out the house to make sure there's no leaven, no sin.
那很，他们在好几天之前就需要打扫房屋，来让清洁，让里面没有酵，没有罪。
You know, sometimes we need to do that in our lives.
很多时候我们在生活当中也需要做同样的事情。
Ask the Lord to sweep us out.
让主来打扫我们。
Maybe there is an argumentative spirit that we have in our life.
很多时候，也许我们和圣灵有这样一个争论。
I love my wife.
我爱我的妻子。
She teaches me so much.
她教了我很多的事情。
So a while back.
但是在过去也一段时间以前
I started noticing, you know, things seem to be going well in the household.
好像家里有一些事情不对。
I felt lighter in the house, the kids, and, you know, everything's just like, wow, you know, the Lord has come in, and I don't know what it was. It was different.
但是不管是光线还是那些儿女，我只是觉得好像有一些不一样。
I had no idea why.
我不知道是发生了什么。
And then I found out a little bit later. I don't think she meant for me to find this out.
但是我发现了，我不知道我妻子她也许不需要我发现。
And she may be able to give more specifics than what I'm about to share.
她也许，她如果知道我要交通什么的话，也许会给我一些细节。
But she was given a challenge by a sister.
但是她有一个姊妹给了她这样一个挑战。
To only say encouraging things.And not say anything discouraging to her husband.
对她的丈夫只说鼓励的话，而不说任何不鼓励的话。
I had no idea this was going on.
我不知道，我其实事先不知道这件事情。
It really wasn't that bad.
这个其实好像不是那么，这是很好的一件事情。
When I found out about it, I was like, you know, dear, sorry, I'm fine. You know, you have been great. You've been nothing but an encouragement to me all these years.
但是我跟他说，亲爱的，我其实这么多年，你都给了我更很多的鼓励。
But it was something that the Lord spoke to her.
但是这其实是神对他说的一句话。
It was a little bit of leaven that the Lord asked her to sweep out of the house.
这是有一点点的酵，主让他从家里把它扫出去。
Life changing.
生活就有了改变。
Family changing.
家庭也有了改变。
I'm sharing it years later.
我在很多年以后才来交通。
I don't want anyone to go home and try to do this themselves.
我不愿意你回家，好像也去同样做这些事情。
Ask the Lord.
但是来到主的面前来求
问。Because it may be something totally different in your life.
也许你生活当中的事是完全不一样的。
But it was so precious because the Lord said, "This is a little bit of leaven. Sweep it out."
但是这是何等的宝贵，因为主说这里有一点点酵，把它扫出去。
And now you have that roasted lamb smell with that fresh bread smell in the household.
然后你就有了那羔羊的香气，也有了那个无酵饼的香气。
What a blessing.
这是何等的祝福。
This is the flavor of worshiping the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们怎么样来敬拜我们的主。
Well, I'd love to be able to say this is the end of the feast. This is all the aspects of it, but there's just a few more.
我愿意说，这是逾越节的结束，但是其实还有一些事 我需要提到。
They're still in Egypt.
他们还是在埃及。
This feast is one that's celebrating their leaving the world.
这个宴席是来庆祝他们离开这个世界。
And so they must eat this meal in the following way.
所以他们来吃这个宴席的时候必须做这几件事。
Very simply, they're to be standing
他们必须站着
with girded loins
他们要腰间束带
and with their sandals on
脚上穿鞋。
I challenge you this morning.
今天早晨我愿意给你这样一个挑战。
Are we settled in this world and sitting and just relaxing, waiting for retirement?
很多时候我们是不是在这个世界上面觉得很舒服，我们只是等着退休。
And I shared this two times ago. Even if we're in retirement, even if the only care in the world we have is, you know, our grandchildren watching them play, are we standing for the Lord?
那很多时候我交通过这件事情，也许我们已经退休了。在这个世界上面我们所关心的只是看我们的孙女他们一起玩但是我们是不是在主的面前站立
if you're a grandparent out there you have time to pray for your grandchildren
如果你已经是祖父母你有这样的一个机会为你的孙儿孙女祷告
to pray for your children
为着你的儿女祷告
to stand for the fellowship
为着聚会祷告。
There's nothing I like more than to hear a retired couple say, we're busier now than ever before.
我很多时候听到那些已经退休的姊妹说，弟兄姊妹说，我们现在比过去还忙。
This is why they're standing when they take this Passover meal.
因为他们是站着在他们在吃这个逾越节的宴席的时候。
You know, when the Lord returns, let's go back to the table meeting this morning.
当主回来的时候，让我们回到今天早晨的薄饼聚会。
When the Lord returns, He wants to take those who have overcome.
主再来的时候，他要带走那些得胜者。
The best way to know whether you're an overcomer is if you're one that's standing.
你如果想知道你是不是那些得胜者，就看你是不是在主的面前站立。
Standing in prayer.
站立祷告。
Standing against the wiles and the evils of the enemy.
而在这个世界的所有一切罪恶面前站立得住
standing for those who being intercessors
为成为那个代祷者
you know if we were truly if we truly understood our role as intercessors to stand in the gap and to pray we would hardly have enough time in the day
所以当我们明白我们的地位作为一个代祷者作为一个补破口的人我们也许每天都会忙着祷告
they were also to have their sandals on
他们也会脚上穿鞋。
Now remember, and I don't want to get too deep into this. Remember when Jesus went and we had the Last Supper, that was the Passover.
当主在地上吃的最后一个宴席就是那个逾越节的。
And one of the things that Jesus did in the Passover, the last meal, is he washed the disciples' feet.
他做的一件事情就是洗门徒的脚。
We're going to get dirty. Our feet are going to get dirty in this world.
我们的脚在这个世界上面会沾染污。
If you have to listen to a calculus lecture for 50 minutes, that's dirty feet.
当你听一个微积分的课听了50分钟以后你的脚就脏了。
If you sit in a board meeting and listen to everyone argue for an hour and a half, that's dirty feet.
当你在一个董事会的会议里面听别人争论一个半小时以后那你的脚也脏了。
We're in this world. We have to engage in this world, but our feet need to be separated.
我们是在这个世界上面我们的脚是在这个世界上但是我们必须分别出来
and they need to be washed
我们必须要洗脚
and so again just go before the Lord each afternoon each opportunity at lunchtime separate yourself at lunchtime if you have 30 minutes of lunch separate yourself for a few minutes just to say Lord there's a lot that's transpired a lot's occurred I just want to ask for your covering during this time
所以当我们吃午饭的时候也许只有30分钟我们可以来到主的面前说主啊求你把我分别出来虽然发生很多的事情
And the last thing it says here as far as how they're to be prepared is they are to be their loins girded
还有一个就是说必须是腰间束带的
Now this is a little different for us because we don't wear the types of clothes that they did in the Old Testament
那也许对我们今天比较难的理解因为我们今天穿的衣服和旧约时代已经不一样
They didn't have Abercrombie and Fitch and jeans and all that fancy stuff that we have now.
他们没有什么牛仔裤啊，什么我们今天所穿的。
Most wore something like a toga, like a robe.
那很多时候他们只是穿一个长袍。
And girding of loins is a real interesting process.
那腰间束带其实是一个很有趣的过程。
It's not always that becoming and beautiful process.
不是一个好像很美丽的一个过程。
You know, if I was wearing a robe and I had to start working, I would have to start gathering it, wrapping it around, and it's kind of ugly.
如果我穿着一个长袍，我要去做工的话，我需要去把那个长袍那个卷起来，好像这个整个这个过程不是很好看。
But anyone that saw someone whose loins were girded, they knew they were about to go to work.
但是很多的时候，当我们看到一个腰间束带的人，我们就知道他去预备做工了。
Actually, the most common way, the reason you would gird your loins is if you went off to war.
哦，很多时候，当你腰间束带的时候，那就意味着你要去做工了。
When you go to war, you have to have your loins girded, prepared.
因为你需要预备你自己腰间束带。
And that's the way we need to be every morning, every moment of every day, girded for war.
所以这就是我们所需要做的，每天、每时、每刻、每个早晨。
When we read Ephesians 6, we see that we're in a spiritual warfare.
当我们读以弗所书六章的时候，我们是在一个属灵的征战里面。
We can read all the elements of how to prepare for this defensive war against the enemy.
那我们可以来读很多有关这么样与仇敌征战的事。
We can have all the weapons in the world.
我们可以有世界上所有的武器。
But if we have a robe wrapped around our ankles, we're going to fall on our face.
但是如果没有腰间束带的时候，我们就会扑面倒地。
We have to be prepared.
我们需要有预备。
And are we willing to be prepared?
我们要愿意有预备。
Again, it goes back to every moment, every opportunity preparing for this spiritual warfare.
就回到我们每时每刻都要有预备，为着这样一个属灵的征战。
And finally, the whole house is to celebrate this Passover.
但是最后一点就是说，整个家都需要一起来庆祝这个逾越节。
And I'd like for all of us to consider that.
那我愿意每个人都思想这件事情。
This was not something for the adults to do.
这个不仅仅只是成人所做的。
This was not something for the leaders of the tribes to do.
不是只是那些长老所做的。
This wasn't something for the top 1,000 prepared ones to do.
不是只是为着那个头一千个预备整齐的人所做的。
Everyone had to be in this house.
每一个家里的人都需要做。
Everyone had to celebrate the Passover.
每一个人都需要来庆祝这个逾越节。
This was for the whole family.
这是为着全家。
And so we have a responsibility.
每一个人都有他的责任。
I'll be very practical with everyone.
我愿意这边很实际的说。
Do you talk to your family about your family history?
你跟你的家人说你家庭的历史吗？
If you came over from China to get away from something, do your children know that?
你如果从中国来，你是不是和你的儿女说到以前的历史？
Were you a troublemaker when you were in high school?
你在高中的时候是有制造麻烦的人吗？
Do your children know that?
你的儿女知道这件事吗？
Do you have a natural tendency to be jealous or envious?
你是不是天然人里面会很嫉妒？
Have you told your children that?
你有没有告诉你儿女这件事情？
Our children need to see us as real.
我们的儿女需要在实际当中看到我们。
Now we can go about it the wrong way.
我们也许可以走一条错误的道路。
We can maybe, well, back when I was in high school, this is what I did.
我也许可以告诉他们，哦，这是高中的时候我做了这些这些。
Or can we say, when I was in high school,I made many, many mistakes.
我还是说我在高中的时候其实犯了很多的错误。
And I'm so thankful that the Lord revealed himself as real to me.
但是我感谢主，他主在真实里面向我显示了他自己。
Some of you have an amazing story.
很多你在座的有很多的故事。
Maybe it was your son or your daughter's grandparent that stood up against the difficulties of an evil world.And made a stand for the Lord Jesus.
也许是孩子的祖父母，他们向着世界站立，来抵挡这些罪恶。
Do our kids know this?
我们的儿女知道这些事吗?
You know, we read the Old Testament over and over again, and we forget that Abraham told Isaac all the family history.
我们读旧约一遍又一遍, 但是很多时候我们忘记亚伯拉罕其实把他家庭的历史一遍又一遍地告诉以撒。
And Isaac told Jacob and Esau the family story.
以撒告诉雅各。
And Jacob told his boys the family story.
而雅各也告诉他所有的儿女。
You know, one of the things that we've, in the Western world especially, is we have separated our families in church settings.
很多的时候,我们在教会里面,我们好像把家庭分开了。
It needs to happen. We need to have Sunday school, and I'm not against any of that.
我们也许需要这样做,因为我们需要有主日学,我并不是反对。
But that doesn't replace the power of the testimony of that fragrance lamb in a mom and dad's life that they can pass on to the next generation.
但是很多时候我们需要那个从父母那边来的见证, 他因为他带来羔羊那个香气, 从家庭的历史。
So just a very practical statement.
所以这是一个很实际的一个提醒。
And sorry, high school, I wasn't going to pick on you, but I'll pick on you for a minute.
高中生,对不起,我要提到你们。
If your parents try to convey something of Christ, something of their testimony, something of their history, in English, don't you dare make fun of their accent.
当你的父母要告诉你他们家庭的历史的时候, 不要因着他们英文的口音来笑话。
It's very tiresome to hear young people make fun because, oh, we have a generation gap, or we have a language gap, or we have a cultural gap.
很多时候我不愿意年轻人说到我们好像有一个文化的鸿沟,有一个语言的鸿沟和有一个代沟。
You respect your parents, you love them, because they're reaching out to you to share the testimony of Christ.
当他们来父母向你做见证的时候,你需要有尊重他们。
Parents,
对父母来说,
be strong and courageous.
要刚强。
There's nothing harder than to look at a teenager who you know is going to make fun of you.
那也许很多时候你看着那个一个十几岁的年轻人, 你知道他们会笑话。
Who has a preconceived idea of how you're going to say something and what you're going to say.
他也许在他脑海里面已经有一个印象, 知道你要说什么。
But the Lord had to tell Joshua over and over again, be strong and courageous.
但是神要对约书亚多次说到, 你要刚强站立得住。
And Joshua, who celebrated this Passover,
约书亚当他来庆祝这个逾越节的时候,
was able
他
to share the story
可以和他的, 可以来做这样一个见证,
of the Passover lamb to the next generation.
来向着下一代, 来见证这个逾越节的羔羊。
But he had to be told over and over again, be strong and courageous.
但是神要多次地提醒他说,
be strong,
你要刚强, 站立得稳。
Be strong and courageous.
刚强站立得住。
This Passover is for the whole family.
因为这个逾越节的宴席是为着全家。
If there's a setting that you need to pray in Chinese, young people, then pray in Chinese.
如果你需要和年轻人一起用中文祷告, 那就用中文祷告。
Even if all you know how to say is praise the Lord.
也许你年轻人所能说的只是说赞美主。
Or thank you, Lord.
哦,感谢主。
But parents, if you can pray in English before your children, it will go so far with them.
如果作为父母,如果你可以和儿女一起用英文来祷告的话,这会对他们生命有更多的影响。
This was for the whole family.
这是为着全家。
And when they celebrated it right,
当我们一起来庆祝的时候,
the angel of death passed over.
那些死亡的天使就离开他们而去。
And this is the beginning of the nation of Israel.
这就是以色列作为一个国家的开始。
And they were able to go out and conquer.
他们可以出去征服。
To claim the land for the Lord Jesus.
来得到那些主耶稣所给他们应许之地。
And this is how we're made ready for the Lord's return.
这也是我们怎么样来预备整齐为着主的再来。
So may the Lord be that roasted lamb for all of us.
愿主成为那被火烧的羔羊。
May the fragrance of Christ be real in all of us.
愿主的馨香在我们每个人的身上都成为实际。
We may have to sweep out a little leaven.
我们也许要扫把一些笑扫出去。
We'll have to claim the blood of the lamb on the doorposts.
我们也许要把羔羊的血放在门楣和门框上。
But he wants to be preeminent.
但是他愿意在我们生命当中居首位。
He's just waiting on us.
他在等待我们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we are so grateful that you are our Lord and Savior.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，你是我们的主，也是我们的救主。
We're thankful that you don't leave us to ourselves.
感谢你，你不把我们留给我们自己。
We're thankful that you want to be the Alpha and the Omega.
你是阿尔法，你也是欧米伽。
And we're so thankful that you want to permeate and be preeminent in every aspect of our lives.
你愿意成为我们生活当中的每一分。也成为我们生活当中居首位的。
So Lord, as we started this time, we recognize that we are slaves, that we are in bondage, but we have been able to repent of that.
主，我们知道我们是做奴仆的，但是我们来到你的面前有悔改。
And we're thankful that there is no condemnation.
我们感谢你，你没有这样定我们的罪。
That we are free.
我们得以自由。
And we are liberated.
我们你把我们解救出来。
And we can say with a joyful heart, O Lord, come.
我们可以用一个欢喜快乐的心说主求你再来
Because we want to see Jesus.
因为我愿意见到主耶稣
We're thankful.
我们感谢你
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.